with the gods as our witnesses. Let us pledge that the winner will allow the loser all
you're
the
serious?
Proper funeral rituals.
You're serious?
There are no pacts between lions and men.
No, you're a killer!
Sir, yes, sir!
I want to see your war face!
I'm real champion.
Ah! That's
I'm real
face.
Champion.
Now let me see your war face! Ah! Bullshit! You didn't convince me! Let me see your real
I'm the best
war face.
Ever.
Ah!
I'm the best ever.
You don't scare
I'm the best
me.
Ever.
Younger and I kick your ass.
Greetings, Five fans, to the 26th episode of In the Square Circle with Felipe Leon. Your 30-minute or less recap of all the boxing shenanigans going on this week. I am Felipe Leon, your host for the next 15 to 20 minutes while we go over what is going on in boxing. I'm also the international editor of FightNews.com. Co-host of Boxeo Tijuana TV every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific, on our YouTube channel, Boxeo Tijuana, or you can catch us on facebook.com/Boxeo Tijuana, or on our actual page, BoxeoTijuana.com, where with my partner, Renzo Novara, and our producer, Leoncio Nunez, we give you the boxing news in Spanish, plus analysis and discussion, all live on YouTube. That's Boxeo Tijuana every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And then it's also every other week here on the Leave It in the Ring Network. We have the two-minute round with David Avila, ex-fighter Elena Baby Doll Reed, and myself, Felipe Leon. The two-minute round is our female look or female box look at female boxing every other week here on the Leave It in the Ring Network. With that said, let's move on into the 26th episode of Here the In the Squared Circle, and let's go to our hooks and jabs section. It was revealed after the fight between Manny Pacquiao and Adrian Broner fell out that Top Rank offered $4 million to current WBC welterweight champion Danny Garcia, who promptly turned the offer down. Bob Arum has stated that Pacquiao is looking to return on October 29th or November 5th. It was originally announced that maybe he would be coming back on October 15th, but it looks like his work as a Filipino congressman is stopping him from returning on that date, and now the date looks more like October 29th or November 5th. But Bob Arum, the leader of Top Rank, now in his 80s, stated to USA Today that he never made an offer to Danny Garcia, that he has only spoken to Al Heyman about Broner and not anybody else in the PBC universe. So he, being Bob Arum, said that maybe this is just a way for Danny Garcia and his team and or his team to get some publicity since he hasn't fought since January. After trainer Freddie Roach came out publicly with the news that Chavez Jr. once again had abandoned the wildcard gym, the son of the Mexican legend Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. responded he had a sore hand and he decided to take a break and will be back this week. Now Chavez Jr. seems to have a little bit more serious issues, no pun intended, in his hands, as he accuses his wife or ex-wife, as he has said on social media, of kidnapping their daughter Julia. Chavez Jr. called the police in Los Angeles, California, where he resides and sometimes trains, looking for help. He suspects his wife or ex-wife took their daughter out of the country. His dad, actually Chavez Sr., on social media refuted the claims of Jr. and said that the granddaughter and the daughter-in-law were okay. If you guys don't know this, Frida, Chavez's Jr.'s wife or ex-wife, is the baby mama of the dead son of Chapo Guzman, the notorious Mexican drug lord. And I've gotten some reports that, you know, maybe Chavez Jr. is not welcome back in Culiacan, where they're originally from, where the whole, well, actually Chapo Guzman is not from Culiacan. He's from Sinaloa, which is in the same state, but his son was murdered along with the cousin in Culiacan. And Frida, his wife, is a baby mother, mama to Chavez Jr., as well as their daughter, Julia. Well, actually, Frida has a daughter from besides Julia, Frida has a granddaughter that is Chapo Guzman's granddaughter. Well, it's not Frida's granddaughter, I mean, but it's Chapo Guzman's granddaughter. And looks like maybe she went back home, wanted to visit some family, and Chavez Jr. can't get there, you know, because there's some reports, some rumors that he's not welcome there by some people there. So let's see what happens. He was supposed to report back to the wildcard gym today after the hand issue, but maybe things are a little bit more serious with his daughter and he's looking for her or wants to take some time off. What's going on? So let's see what happens. Originally, he was supposed to fight in July, but it looks like Al Haymon, his new advisor, was not able to secure him a TV date against Jaylon Love at a catchweight of 170 pounds. So let's see what happens with Chavez Jr. and let's see if we actually get to see him in the ring sometime this summer. Unfortunately, former world champion Israel Vasquez survived one too many wars and now looks to be on the verge of losing his right eye. He has undergone 6 surgeries on the eye, many more than any eye should go under, according to some eye doctors. After some silicone was applied to the eye to remedy his vision, it actually got worse and he was given 2 options: wait for the silicone to dry out, which could take several years, or have it removed and a prosthetic put in its place. Vasquez opted for the second, surprisingly, for the second option. He warns fighters not to go through too many wars. The way that he put it is that he didn't want to have an eye that didn't work, and you might as well take it out and put something that maybe looks a little bit better than his actual eye, which he says he can't see out of, that he can't even make out silhouettes or anything like that out of that right eye. So, you know, sad story about Israel Vasquez, always a warrior inside the ring, always a gentleman outside the ring. He works for one of the TV networks as a commentator, and hopefully that doesn't get in the way. He said that he didn't know exactly when he would undergo the surgery. The WBC has actually been helping him and actually took him to Mexico City to see some specialists. So let's see what happens. And when Israel Vasquez goes, under the knife again for the right eye, hopefully for the last time. It was made official. Román Chocolatito González will go after his 4th title in as many divisions when he faces Mexican Carlos Cuadras for the WBC Super Flyweight title from the Forum in LA on September 10th. The fight will be broadcast live on HBO with the replay of Gennady Golovkin against Kell Brook preceding it. Actually, the Gennady Golovkin against Kell Brook fight from London will be broadcast live earlier in the day on HBO, and then it will be replayed in the evening as a semi-main event to Chocolatito's main event from the LA Forum. So that's going to be a great night of boxing September 10th, not on pay-per-view, but on regular HBO. And last week, Gennady Triple G Golovkin found himself in Mexico City to officially receive his green and gold belt, which makes him the WBC middleweight champion of the world. When asked, he stated he would be willing to face Saul Canelo Alvarez on the hallowed grounds of the Azteca Stadium in Mexico City. Remember, the stadium, which is primarily used for soccer, has been the host of boxing events before, with the biggest one back in 1993 when the great Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. faced Greg Hogan in front of 132,000 fans. And today, late last week, it was announced that Saul Canelo Alvarez will be facing Liam Smith at the AT&T Stadium, better known as Cowboy Stadium, in Dallas, Texas, in September. And today, Monday, the official kickoff press conference was held at Dallas Stadium with Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys and the stadium, at the press conference. And then it looks like they'll be moving on to London to hold a press conference over in the formal UK. With that, that brings us to the end of Hooks and Jabs. And now we're going to go to our fight results. You're listening to the 26th episode of In the Squared Circle here on the Leave It in the Ring Network. Your 30-minute or less recap of all the fight news, fight results, and upcoming calendar here on the Leave It in the Ring Network. This is In the Squared Circle. Fight results starting on Tuesday, July 12th from the Robinson Rancheria Resort and Casino in Nice, California on Fox Sports 1. Levan Gramachiva stopped in 7 rounds. Late sub Bradis Prescott in a scheduled 10-rounder at superweight. Prescott was down in the 7th in that same 7th round, and the fight was stopped after that. On Friday, July 15th, Fantasy Springs Casino in Indio, California, Golden Boy Promotions gave us on Estrella TV a somewhat of a of an upset when the Puerto Rican Jason Velez lost a split decision to the Nicaraguan René Alvarado in a 10-rounder super featherweight. Scores were 97-93 and 96-94 for Alvarado, 96-94 for Velez. This was the third straight loss for Velez when he had already dropped decisions to Jojo Diaz and Ronnie Rios. In the semi-main event, Rashidi Ellis scored a unanimous decision over Luis Hernandez in an 8-rounder at welterweight. Scores were 78-73 three times, with Ellis going down in the 4th round. Same night, Friday, July 15th, from the Kissimmee Civic Center in Kissimmee, Florida, All-Star Boxing on Telemundo featured Orlando Cruz, openly gay WBO, NABO super featherweight champion, scoring a 7th round knockout over Mexican Alejandro Valdez. We move on to Saturday, July 16th, from the Polideportivo Soraya Jimenez in La Paz, Mexico. Sanford on the Azteca Channel and Bein Sports gave us WBO interim super featherweight champion Miguel Berchelt stopping Charlatan Piriyapino of Indonesia or Thailand, one of the two, in the 4th round of a scheduled 12. And from the Centro de Espectaculos del Recinto Ferial in Metepec, Mexico, on Televisa, Promociones del Pueblo featured Yvette La Roca Zamora stopping American Keisha McLeod Wells in the 7th round of a scheduled 10 with a body shot to defend her WBC junior flyweight title. From the Ice Arena, Wales in Cardiff, England, Queensberry Promotions gave us Terry Flanagan scoring a unanimous decision over Zonky Fana in a 12-rounder to defend his WBO lightweight title. Scores there were 120-106 three times. Fana went down in the, I think it was in the 2nd or the 3rd round, while Guillermo Rigondeaux came back in a big way, forcing James Dickens to stay on his stool after the 2nd round after scoring a huge left hand and breaking Dickens' jaw. And that way, Guillermo defended his WBA Super World Super Bantamweight title. He called out anybody that wanted to get their jaw broken the same way Dickens did to step up and face him. So let's see who will take that challenge against Guillermo Rigondeaux. I don't see too many doing that. And from the Legacy Arena in Birmingham, Alabama, DiBella Entertainment on Fox Sports featured Deontay Wilder forcing Chris Arroyo to stay on his stool after the 8th round to defend his WBC heavyweight title. Chris Arroyo went down, I believe it was in the 2nd round, while Sammy Vasquez originally was given the win, but then after recalculating the scorecards, it was actually a unanimous decision loss to Felix Diaz in a 10-rounder at welterweight. Scores were 96-93 and 95-94 two times. And we might have seen the last of the 40-year-old Vic Darshinian when he got stopped cold by, I believe it was a right hook, by late sub Sergio Frias in a scheduled 10-rounder at super bantamweight, and Victor Sheen was stopped in the 2nd round. And now we move on to our upcoming calendar. On Wednesday, July 20th, from Osaka, Japan, Shingo Wake will face Jonathan Guzman in a 12-rounder for the vacant IBF Super Bantamweight Champion title. The title is vacant since Frampton is going up to featherweight to face Leo Santa Cruz later this month, so the title goes vacant. While in the semi-main event, Kazuto Ioka will face Kevin Lara in a 12-rounder defending his WBA flyweight title. On Thursday, July 21st, from Christchurch, New Zealand, heavyweight hopeful Joseph Parker will take on Solomon Hamono in a 12-rounder defending his WBO Oriental Heavyweight title on Friday, July 22nd from the Foxwood Resort in Mashantucket, Connecticut. GH3, CES Boxing, and Samson Boxing on Showtime gives us Adam Lopez versus Roman Ruben Reynoso, better known as Triple R, in a 10-rounder for the WBA Federal Landing Super Bantamweight title. While on Saturday, July 23rd, from the Oasis Hotel in Cancun, Mexico, Promociones del Pueblo on Televisa will feature Jessica Chavez against Esmeralda Moreno, Chavez defending her WBC flyweight female title. And from the MGM Grand Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada, Top Rank on HBO pay-per-view gives us a unification fight at super lightweight. Terrence Crawford, the WBO world champion, will face Victor Postol, both undefeated, and Victor Postol, the WBC super lightweight champion, in a 12-rounder. So somebody's O must go, and one man will walk away with two titles and super lightweight supremacy on Saturday night. In the semi-main event, Oscar Valdez will face Matias Carlos Adrián Rueda. I want to repeat that. Matias Carlos Adrián Rueda in a 12-rounder for the vacant WBO featherweight title. The title's vacant since Vasyl Lomachenko has moved up to super featherweight, where he captured the WBO 130-pound title. So now that 126-pound title, the featherweight title, is vacant, and now Oscar Valdez will be facing Matias Carlos Adrián Rueda for that title on the semi-main event at the MGA Grand Arena HBO pay-per-view, while Jose Benavides takes on Francisco Santana in a 10-rounder at welterweight. And finally, on Saturday night, from the Scottish Rite Center in San Antonio, Texas, Leija Bata Promotions and the PBC will give us on NBC Sports Fabian Andres Maidana versus Jorge Maisonet in a welterweight 8-rounder, while Alan Emmanuel Castro will face Aaron Garcia in an 8-rounder at middleweight. Well, folks, we reached the end of In the Square Circle with Felipe Leon, your 30-minute or less recap of the boxing world. You get your news, you get your fight results, and you get your upcoming calendar in a sweet and concise manner. But before we go, we'll give you the roll call of the Leave It in the Ring Network. Monday nights at 4 p.m. Pacific, we have The Next Round with Steve Kim and Gabriel Montoya. Every Tuesday, you have this show, In the Square Circle with Felipe Leon. Wednesday nights, they're back at 6 p.m. Pacific, our flagship show, Leave It in the Ring, with our fearless leader, David Dueñas, and Gabriel Montoya. Every other week, you have the 2-minute round with David Avila, Elena Baby Doll Ringer, and myself, Felipe Leon, your hooks and jabs look at the female fight world. And then we are waiting for the return of the technical draw with Lenny the Fight Smith, and Around the Ring, the recap show of all the shows that David Dueñas was putting together until recently. So with that said, this is the 26th episode of In the Square Circle. We thank you for listening. Until next week.